Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Page 47, text number 24. Sarva sadguna mahatmye. Esha Krishnam anuvrataha. Ranti deva ivodaro. Yayatir eva dharmikaha. Please chant.
Sarva sadguna mahatmye.
Sarva sadguna mahatmye.
Esha Krishnam anuvrataha.
Esha Krishnam anuvrataha.
Ranti deva ivodaro.
Ranti deva ivodaro.
Yatir eva dharmikaha.
Yatir eva dharmikaha. Sarva sadguna mahatmye.
Esha Krishna manuvrataha.
Krishna anuvrata.
Ranti deva ivodaro.
Ranti deva ivodaro.
Yayatir eva dharmikaha.
Yayatir eva dharmika. Vaishnavis.
Sarva sadguna mahatmye.
Esha Krishna manuvrataha. Ranti deva ivodaro. Yayatir eva dharmikaha.
Sarva
sadguna mahatmye.
Esha Krishna
manuvrataha. Ranti deva ivodaro. Yayatir eva sarva sadguna mahatmye. Glorified by all godly attributes. Eshaha, this child. Krishnam, like Lord Krishna. Anuvrataha, a follower in his footsteps. Ranti devaha, Ranti dev. Eva, like. Udaraha, in the manner of magnanimity. Yayatihi, yayati, eva, like, dharmikaha, concerning religion. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This child will be almost as good as Lord Sri Krishna by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Rantidev, and in religion, he will be like Maharaj Yayati. Purport. The last instruction of Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should give up everything and should follow in the footsteps of the Lord alone. Less intelligent persons do not agree to this great instruction of the Lord, as ill luck would have it. But one who is actually intelligent catches up this sublime instruction and is immensely benefited. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. Association with fire makes an object hot, even in the material sense. Therefore, association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead makes one qualified like the Lord. As we have discussed previously, one can achieve 78% of the godly qualities by the Lord's intimate association. To follow the instructions of the Lord is to associate with the Lord. The Lord is not a material object whose presence one has to feel for such association. The Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have his association simply by following his instruction, because the Lord and his incarnation and in his instruction, the Lord is present everywhere and at all times. It is quite possible to have his association simply by following his instruction, because the Lord and his instruction and the Lord and his name, fame, attributes, and paraphernalia are all identical with him, being absolute knowledge. Maharaj Pariksit associated with the Lord even from the womb of his mother up to the last day of his valuable life, and thus he acquired all the essential good qualities of the Lord in all perfection. Rantidev, an ancient king prior to the Mahabharata period referred to by Narada Muni while instructing Sanjaya, as mentioned in Mahabharata Dronaparva 67. He was a great king, liberal for hospitality and distribution of foodstuff. Even Lord Sri Krishna praised his acts of charity and hospitality. He was blessed by the great Vasishtha Muni for supplying him cold water, and thus he achieved the heavenly planet. He used to supply fruits, roots, and leaves to the rishis, and thus he was blessed by them for fulfillment of his desires. Although a Kshatriya by birth, he never ate flesh in his life. He was especially hospitable to Vasishtha Muni, and by his blessings only he attained the higher planetary residence. He is one of those pious kings whose names are remembered in the morning and evening. Yayati, the great emperor of the world and the original forefather of all great nations of the world who belong to the Aryan or Indo-European stock. He is the son of Maharaj Nabusha, and he became the emperor of the world due to his elder brothers becoming a great and liberated saintly mystic. He ruled over the world for several thousands of years and performed many sacrifices and pious activities recorded in history, although his early youth was very lustful and full of romantic stories. He fell in love with Devayani, the most beloved daughter of Shukracharya. Devayani wished to marry him, but at first he refused to accept her because of her being a daughter of a Brahmin. According to Shastras, a Brahmin could marry the daughter of a Kshatriya, but a Kshatriya could not marry the daughter of a Brahmin. They were very much cautious about Varna Sankara population in the world. Shukracharya amended this law of forbidden marriage and induced Emperor Yayati to accept Devayani. Devayani had a girlfriend named Sarmishta, who also fell in love with the emperor, and thus went with her friend Devayani. Shukracharya forbade Emperor Yayati to call Sarmishta into his bedroom, but Yayati could not strictly follow his instruction. He secretly married Sarmishta, although he begot sons by her. When this was known by Devayani, she went to her father and lodged a complaint. Yayati was much attached to Devayani, and when he went to his father-in-law's place to call her, Shukracharya was angry with him and cursed him to become impotent. Yayati begged his father-in-law to withdraw his curse, but the sage asked Yayati to ask youthfulness from his sons and let them become old as the condition of his becoming potent. He had five sons, two from Devayani and three from Sarmishta. From his five sons, namely one, Yadu, two, Turvasu, three, Druyu, and four, Anu, and five, Puru, five famous dynasties, namely one, the Yadu dynasty, two, the Yavana Turk dynasty, three, the Bhoja dynasty, four, the Mlecha dynasty, Greek, and five, the Paurava dynasty, all emanated to spread all over the world. He reached the heavenly planets by dint of his pious acts, but he fell down from there because of his self-advertisement and criticizing other great souls. After his fall, his daughter and grandson bestowed upon him their accumulated virtues, and by the help of his grandson and friend Shibi, he was again promoted to the heavenly kingdom, becoming one of the assembly members of Yamaraj, with whom he is staying as a devotee. He performed more than 1,000 different sacrifices, gave in charity very liberally, and was a very influential king. His majestic power was felt all over the world. His youngest son agreed to award him his youthfulness when he was troubled with lustful desires, even for 1,000 years. Finally, he became detached from worldly life and returned the youthfulness again to his son Puru. He wanted to hand over the kingdom to Puru, but his noblemen and the subjects did not agree. But when he explained to his subjects the greatness of Puru, they agreed to accept Puru as the king. And thus Emperor Yayati retired from family life and left home for the forest. Om Agyanati Madandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Madam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapatam Tiga Vande Ham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Barshabana Videvi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupa Nuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupa Nuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Hadine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambhu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhomestam Nirdesa Sachanapriya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasandobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadambo Jau Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnangara Singha Sanasta Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Freshtali Bhisevya Manu Smarami Srimad Rashara Sarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinata Sriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindai Tulsi Devyai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nanashinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Pringa Matsamo Nasti Papatma Naparadi Chakaschana Parihare Pilajame Kimbruve Purushottama Yvatinam Yata Yuni Yunam Chau Yavatau Yata Manobiramate Tadvan Manome Ramatam Dvayi Bhumaskalita Paranam Bhumeva Valambanam
Tvai jata pararanam tvameva sharanam prabho Govinda balabe radhe prate tvamaham sada Tvadiya miti janatu govindo mam tvaya saha Radhe vrindavanadishe karunamrita vahini Kripaya nijapadabja dasyam mayam pradiyatam Jinam Vadurena Mabhikshna Saha Tasam Harigato Gitam Punati Puvanatrayam Nama Shrestam Manamapi Shachiputra Matra Sarupam Sri Rupam Tasya Gajam Aruparim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramoho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratitikripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Adadhana stridam danter idam jache puna puna Shiman rupapadam bojo Rajo hamsyam bave bave Hantaya majra bala haridasavaryo Yadrama krishna charanasparasha pramodha Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayo yad Paniyasuya vasakandana kandamulai Jaya shri krishna chaitanya Prabhu nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Sarva Sadguna Mahatmye Esha Krishnam Anuvrataha Ranti Deva Ivodaro Yatir Iva Dharmikaha. This child will be almost as good as Lord Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, by following in his footsteps. In magnanimity, he will become as great as King Runtidev, and in religion, he will be like Maharishi Yayati. Foolish people do not know that association is the cause of acquiring qualities. So this is the great science of Krishna consciousness, which is the science of association. When Lord Chaitanya was asked, what is a Vaishnav? Lord Chaitanya said that a Vaishnav is someone who gives up bad association. Asat sanga tyag e Vaishnava achar, stri sanga eka sadhu, bhakta krishna ar. The definition of a bhakta. He avoids asat sanga. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusha prakriti stohi bhunkte prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. You get sad and asad yoni, bad and good wombs and situations in this world due to your association. So once Prabhupada said that God helps those who help themselves. And this is an important thing to know, that we have independence to help ourselves. At least when we come to some knowledge, we get an inkling that we must help ourselves. Then Prabhupada said, helping oneself means putting oneself in front of transcendental sound vibration. That means it's coming from somewhere and somebody, that kind of vibration. Every person emits some kind of a vibration according to the condition of their heart. Whatever's in their heart comes out in their speaking, in their voice. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna wanted to know the qualities of asthita prajna, a self-realized person, he asked, how does he speak? He wants to know what he says. And that's the key, because a fool remains undiscovered until he speaks. He had nothing to say, and then he said it. And so we want to find the source of emanation of the transcendental sound from the heart of a person who is fixed in the destination of going back to, fixed in the goal of going back home, back to Godhead. This is satam. This is truthful association. This is good association. And therefore, we have satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata tach joshana rashu apavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. The entire progression of devotional service is mentioned in this verse as anu, following. He followed Lord Krishna. Similarly, we follow in the footstep. We follow the process step by step. How? By satam prasangam, means association with the satam. Those whose hearts are clean means they have no business here in the material world. Dharma projita kaitavo tra paramo nimat saranam satam. They're satam because they don't care anything more for the
paths of progress in the material world, the elevationists who are trying to find some good situation by adjustment in the material world, and those who are liberationists who reject the whole thing. It's not theirs to reject, so that's cheating also. The only path is the path of dedication, which is the nature of the soul, to dedicate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Finding those persons who have received that blessing of the superior authorities coming down from Krishna in the line of succession, who have this mood of service without the idea of elevating oneself in the material world, they leave that alone. That's up to Krishna. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam. Whatever is done by me, and let it ride, because I have nothing to do with it. The tsunami may come, the fevers may come and go, wealth may come and go, but I'm not concerned with it, because I see that it's not in my interest. It's not mine to touch. I engage in Krishna service, but I'm not attached to it. And those who try to give up the world artificially are also counted as cheaters. Dharma projita kaitava traparamunimatsaranam satam. This is the darkest of ignorance, according to Kaviraj Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The only light is to follow the path of Krishna, as he's given in the Bhagavad Gita, that one must surrender to me. And by surrender only will we make progress in devotional service. Krishna says this, yeyata mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmanavartante manushya partasarvasha. Everyone's following my path. And here it's saying he's going to follow Krishna, and therefore he'll attain greatness. So everyone's following Krishna, directly or indirectly. The people in jail are following the government, indirectly. Everyone in the material world's following Krishna, indirectly, because they didn't want to cooperate, so here you go. Take it by force. It's a prison sentence. So Krishna says, here's your chance. Come to knowledge and surrender to me. And yeyatam mam prapadyante. Sweet word, prapadyante means, it means I place myself in the care of Krishna. I give up my own, directing my own life. I give it up to Krishna. Then Krishna says, as they surrender to me, and who can gauge that, how you're surrendering? You know. You have to look within your heart and see, how am I going to surrender to Krishna? It's between you and Krishna. You have to decide, I surrender, I give up. And when that's there, Krishna sees it. Yeyatam mam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. I reward them accordingly. So our progress comes according to our surrender. And we can surrender with our body, our mind, and our words. And in these ways, engage them in Krishna's service in surrender. And we will attain the same quality as Krishna, because we're part and parcel of him. Mamayavamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Manakshastan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Krishna says, the living souls are my parts and parcels. The same quality. So we must rise to that position by surrender to Krishna. And this is Sharanagati, the path of surrender, which is sixfold, means accepting things favorable, rejecting things which are unfavorable. Taking Krishna as my only protective agent and my only maintainer. Krishna's maintaining me, nobody else. And always feeling that I'm not independent, and always being meek and humble. These six processes, which are spelled out by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his book Sharanagati, through the mood of his bhajans and the instructions therein, we can apply that to our life no matter where we are, no matter what situation we're in now. And taking the mood of the great acharyas, which is that I'm fallen and I'm dependent on Krishna, then we will be able to attain the good qualities. Krishna says this himself in the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, 8th verse, where he says, Amanitvam, Adamvitvam, Ahimsa, Shantir Arjavam. He names the first qualities which are necessary to actually come to perfect knowledge. And the first among them are humility and pridelessness. Ahimsa, Shantir Arjavam, and nonviolence, which incidentally means having a proactive stance in giving people Krishna consciousness. And if you don't do that, you're violent because you let them go. You should feel like that. So
Maharaj Parikshit is glorified because he's going to be a follower of Krishna. And that is the cause of being glorified in this world. Once Prabhupada said, he looked at all his disciples, at that time all Western disciples, and he said, just see how you're glorified all over the world now. Anywhere you go, because Prabhupada took all his Western disciples to Surat. And Surat. People came out and they offered garlands and worship and everything. The first time any American had ever seen anything like that. And they were being worshipped. And Prabhupada said, why? Because you're following the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds. Then you've become glorified. So this is the process of following. If you follow properly, you'll rise to the position of actually being worshipable in the eyes of the world. Prithivimna Sishyat. Rupa Goswami says, Vacho Vegam, Manasakroda Vegam, Jihva Vegam, Udrapasta Vegam, Itan Vegam, Yovishaheta Tira, Sarvamapimam, Prithivimna Sishyat. That the rulers of this world are the senses, and someone who's able to control the senses then becomes the master of the world, master of everyone. Everyone becomes his disciple, basically, because he has something to give. If you're under the control of senses, you don't have anything to give because you've got another master that you have to talk to. It's like, I'd like to give you something, but I got to go. And that's the way it is in the material world. Until you say, no mas, you're not my master anymore. Kama dinam katina katita palita durni deshas. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapa no pushanti utsri jaitam ata yarupate samprata labdha buddhis tamayata sharanam abhayam mam niyunkshvat madasye. This beautiful prayer says, I don't know for how long and in how many ways I've served the bad masters of my senses, but I'm not doing it anymore. Because my intelligence has now awakened by the mercy of the devotees. I have loved the Buddhi. I've gained my intelligence. And I quit. No mas. That's it. And now what I'm doing, I've got a plan. I'm going to get some service from Krishna. Utsri Jayatanata Yadupate, the lord of the Yadu dynasty. He's a person. He's all merciful. And I'm going to him and I'm approaching and I'm saying, I'm approaching you and I want some personal service. Please give me that. That is the beginning of spiritual life. When we realize these bad masters in the material world, they're just duping me over and over again. They're compared to these highway robbers. And sometimes in Vrindavan, people get pulled over. If you take the wrong road at the wrong time of day and you're driving from Vrindavan down to Radhakund, and people, they'll put logs across the road. They're called highwaymen. They put logs across the road. You see it, the car has to stop. They come running out with guns and they give me everything and that's it. It's stolen. Then they throw you into a well and say, stay down there. And that's what your senses do too. Everyone thinks my senses are my friends. I let me feed them and take care of them. Whatever they say, I do. But they've never given me mercy. They've never given me time off. They never gave me anything. They just robbed me of everything. And therefore, they're highwaymen. They stand there. Shankaracharya says the same thing. The highwaymen of my senses, they've grabbed me, beat me senseless, and thrown me into a well to die. That's the situation of the senses. So no more. I'm not following the senses anymore. A person who has awakened this desire now to go to the master, Krishna, and get some service in that realm, that person becomes satisfied and happy. So this means following in the footsteps of Krishna to surrender to his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita and do just as he said. Then our life becomes productive and happy. And then we have the examples of these great personalities like Runtidev, who was a king prior to the Mahabharata period, but he's still remembered even today. Why? Because he was magnanimous. If you want to be remembered, you'd be magnanimous. It's not how much you keep. It's not how much you can accumulate in this life, but it is how much you give to others, how much you've contributed to others. And if you look through history, you'll find that the most famous, not infamous, the most famous people in history are the ones who organized their life that they gave, and they gave, and they gave. They're famous. Go ask anyone on the street, say, who's Mother Teresa? Will people know? They've heard of her. Everyone's heard of her because she's the one who was giving. What was she doing? Giving, 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 giving. Therefore, people know who she is.
Lord Jesus Christ, he gave up his life to try to give others spiritual knowledge. Do people know about him? Everybody knows about him. I was sitting on a beach in South India once, minding my own business, just chanting japa, way out in the middle of nowhere, and some guy walks up to me, Indian fellow from down there in Kerala, and he comes up and he goes, "Have you heard of the Lord Jesus Christ?" I said, "I just left the Chicago airport to get away from all the Christians." And here they are. Everyone's heard of Jesus wherever you go. He's famous. So Runti Dave is famous. And if you want to be famous, be magnanimous. And the first thing is to be magnanimous to your own self. It means give yourself the possibility of taking Krishna consciousness. And then we have Yayati. Great example. If you learn the story of Yayati, it's textbook. This is the textbook experience of the material world, how he became attached to a woman, and then he became attached to another woman, and the complications grew, and he became so attached that he became like a dancing dog, and it was exposed to the whole world how he was controlled. And you can read that and feel embarrassed for your life in the material world, however long you've been here. Now, why are these stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and what are they to teach us? Even when we're talking about great kings, he's a great emperor. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the great emperors are mentioned throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam because they have everything. Everyone wants everything. That's why we're in the material world. What do you want? Everything. What do you got? And what do you get? Whatever you get. You don't get everything here. This in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "The Lord has filled up the universe with food and money, but you can get only as much as your quota. Good luck. It's all out there in Silicon Valley. There's billions of dollars. There's 36 billionaires in Silicon Valley. You want to become a billionaire? Good luck. Give it a try. You may or may not. People try all the time. So you can only get what you get. And these emperors, they already have everything. Everything's at their disposal. And therefore, their lives are being shown one after another to all the people. Look, you're an emperor. Here's what you get. Same thing. Therefore, wherever you are now, surrender to Krishna. Then you have everything. That's the sum and substance of life. So Maharaj Parikshit is being heralded. His arrival in the world is being heralded by these great Brahmins who can see the future. They know what's coming. They put it all together from his lineage, from the histories, from his great association, and they're excited that this great person will come into the world so they can have his association, so the world can have his association. And now we have his association through the great process of the Sampradaya, how it's been passed down through all these great personalities. Sampradaya means a gift, to bequeath something, that you get the greatest gift passed down to us. So we also now have the opportunity to surrender to Krishna. We have the Bhagavad Gita, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have the association of great souls. So we should take all these things and make our life successful as soon as possible and go back home, back to Godhead. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Sankirtan Yajna ki jai. So now we have a beautiful day. We have a spot in Santa Cruz. Akurinath Prabhu is either there or on his way there. Just as I mentioned, Sankirtan Sri Krishna Purushottam, or Sankirtan leader, just walked in the door. Long life for you. And a very auspicious sign. We have, to reach our goal today, we must distribute 1,000 books. So please be liberal. Everyone, please come out for some time and distribute several hundred books. There will also be a couple of door-to-door parties going on in Sunnyvale. Correct, Sunnyvale. They're already hand-picked. And if you haven't been out door-to-door yet, you don't want to miss this because it's the greatest show on earth. Yes? Bhakti Shastri class, our resident pundit, Srivas Pandit Prabhu, has postponed the Bhakti Shastri class for the sake of the monthly Sankirtan festival, and it will be held
2 weeks from tomorrow. That is
Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be on 27th March.
So if you haven't done your homework yet, you have a reprieve. So better get cracking. That will be coming up in two weeks from now. So we have door-to-door available. We have Santa Cruz available. Bhumi is coming up all the way from Monterey because while she goes out every day and distributes small books on the street, she made a new bhakta, and she wants to bring them up to introduce them to the devotees in Santa Cruz. And by distributing books profusely in this way, everything will blossom. The preaching's going on at Stanford also. Sri Govindadatta and his followers are all organized around the intelligentsia of society. Stanford, one of the greatest universities in the world. And there he is in the middle of all that, broadcasting Krishna Katha. And now people from that intelligent class are all coming forward and wanting to be part of Krishna consciousness. We have Bhakti Shastri classes going on. What else do we have?
Sunday school.
The kids are learning etiquette of Krishna consciousness, learning Shastra, engaging in Sankirtan even from a young age.
And seminars of deity worship and all that.
Well, we haven't had a seminar for a while.
But
oh, that's right. We have the Bhaktivedanta Forum, which was held last week under the direction of His Grace Pushta Krishna Prabhu, one of Prabhupada's great servitors, and has already yielded one new devotee just from that one program who showed up here at the Wednesday night program. That was Surendra Prashad, who gave a spontaneous discourse on that night about attaining moksha, and we very much appreciated it. So now we'll put away all the books, Shastra deities, with great care, and then we have an announcement also by Hansapriya. What is it?
Oh,
no problem. We're going to have one bhajan. Yes, Dainidhi Prabhu. Okay, well, let's have one question on the class because we have 15 minutes before the prashanam comes. And somebody can pass him a microphone.
I just wanted to ask that this devotee, Ranti Dev, it says that, let's see. Well, Lord Krishna himself praised his acts of charity and hospitality, and also it says that he offered water to Vaishishta Muni and got his blessings and so many other things, and that he went to the heavenly planets. And throughout the Mahabharata, I've been reading the Mahabharata, talks a lot about different, you know, seems like great sages and devotees even wanting to get to the heavenly planets or... But we hear, you know, at least my understanding, you know, is that we don't want to go to the heavenly planets. This is not a place we want to go. You know, we want to go, you know, obviously directly back to Godhead. In fact, it's even an impediment, possibly. And so I'm thinking maybe I'm wrong on this, that it's actually an impediment, you know, that actually maybe from the heavenly planets, you know, there's better association or some association there as well, where we can actually advance in Krishna consciousness. Or otherwise, why would that be a good benediction? Why would it be a benediction to go to a place where it's actually going to be more difficult to surrender?
Well, essentially, according, as I said, yeyata mam prapadyante, as we surrender to Krishna, he rewards us accordingly. So one thing is... we don't have to worry too much about where we're placed, ultimately. It takes place by Daivanetrena. Means that Krishna knows our situation and our desires, and he assists us in that way. So the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Narayana parak sarve na kutashana bibhyati swarga pravarga narakeshu apituljana darshana. That those who are Narayana Parayana, they're completely sold out to Lord, to the Lord. They don't care if they're in heaven or in hell. Whatever situation they're in, it's equal to them. Apituljana Darshana, that's an equal situation because their only concern is serving Krishna. And so it's inconsequential to them, you know, what situation they go into. there is some good association in the higher planetary system. There are great rishis and sages. And our progression back to Godhead is a... first of all, we don't go directly back to Godhead anyway. There's a process of for us by which after this life, those who are very serious about their service will then take birth in the material universe in a place where Krishna is performing his pastimes. And there we get training in the past in some particular service in his pastimes. Then we transfer back to Godhead. And you can see from the story of Gopakumar how he went from one realm to another. In fact, he went all over the world. Here's my essential point to your question, because I think that your question brings out a concern that, how am I being directed? Where's the best place for me? I mean, that should be the question ultimately. Where am I going and how do I get there? What's the best situation? What if I make a mistake and I end up in the heavenly planets or something like that? So from the life of Gopakumar and his sojourn that we read about in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, he had a connection with Goloka Vrindavan, and that came to him from Kamakya Devi, who was a manifestation of the Durga deity that his family worshipped. And she came to him in a dream, Kamakya Devi, and she gave him a mantra and said, here, take this mantra. And it was a Gopal mantra. So he took it, and he started chanting that mantra. And the mantra itself took him from one place to the next. He met his spiritual master, and his spiritual master didn't even give him much instruction because he was in ecstasy when he spoke to him. And as soon as Gopakumar asked a question, his spiritual master fainted in ecstasy. And because he was a simple person, he thought he had offended this great person. He didn't even know what a sadhu was. He just admired him and thought he was nice. All his friends used to make fun of him, but he liked him. And the point was that he was being personally pulled by Krishna through the mantra from one realm to the next. Wherever he went, whether it was the heavenly planets or Shiva Loka, or the different layers of the universe that each include, they all have their own deity within each layer of the universe, and there's a very specific realm in those places where you could actually decide, just like if you're driving from here down to Los Angeles on the 101, you could look around every corner and say, oh, maybe I could live here. That's the way the material world is. But Krishna, from within his heart and from the mantra, made him feel ultimately uncomfortable in each one of those places until he, and through good guidance, he came all the way back to Goloka Vrindavan and was situated there. So there are many commentaries given by our acharyas about very specific things about, for instance, demigods coming into the Leela of Krishna. And you have to go a little bit deeper into those to understand, not just on the surface, of what is meant there. Through the commentary of Jiva Goswami, for instance, in the Bhagavat Sandarbha, he talks about what the Bhagavatam means when there were residents of, when the demigods all appeared within the pastimes of Krishna to assist him. Or were they eternal associates? He clarifies those things, showing through Shastra how they were actually eternal associates. So what we may read in the Mahabharata and other things, we may not see the full picture of who those sages are, where they're going, and why they're going to a heavenly planet, etc. But we don't have to worry, because we are being directed by Krishna at all times, and according to our surrender, and he will guide us to the proper place, not to worry. Anything helpful?
Yeah, of course it was. Let me just ask, real clearly, just specifically this particular benediction. Why was it a benediction to go to the heavenly planets for him? Do you know that specifically? Why would it be a benediction? I don't understand, because, you know, I'm not asking about myself, because that is a concern, that I don't do well in Krishna consciousness. You know, material desires while I'm chanting, but because Krishna's name is so potent, I'm elevated to the heavenly planets. Yeah, I've thought about that before, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about, there seems to be so many benedictions given by sages to go to the heavenly planets. Now, obviously, the enjoyment there is a million times better from what we understand, but I don't see how that is a benediction in any way, you know, so.
So your question is specifically about this particular person in this pastime, why was it a benediction? And I'll have to look deeper into the commentary to see if there, what this, you know, very specific thing is. Okay? Even within the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we find that a certain person went back to the heavenly kingdom, there's an explanation. So within the commentary, we see many twists and turns. I'll have a look at it. So now let's put away all the books, and then we'll have prasadam, right? Hansapriya?
Yes, Prabhupada.
Is it time for prasadam?
10 minutes.
Okay, let's see how quickly and efficiently we can put the books away. Gaur Prema Nanne Adibo.